earlier in question number 22, after there was this wonderful declaration of what true faith is, question 21, we read, what then is necessary for a Christian to believe? All that is promised us in the gospel, which the articles of our Catholic, undoubtedly Christian faith teach us in sum. Catholic again means universal. But the point is that we confess just a moment ago the gospel, and the gospel as the Apostles' Creed. Well, the gospel is God. So actually, there's a book on my shelf called God is the Gospel. And the gospel includes the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, I don't know about you, I've been in situations where the gospel is the focus is on Jesus Christ. And that's true. Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. But did the Father have any involvement in your salvation? And the answer is yes. Does the Holy Spirit, is He involved in your salvation? The answer is yes. So the gospel includes all three persons. Now, yes, in our catechism, the focus on God the Father is our creation, but I would add that in creation, you would also include election, His choosing from all eternity. So our salvation is found in the Father. What is the most popular verse at football games? I don't know. I haven't seen that lately. They used to be. What was the one scripture verse that you would see in football games or in various sporting events? John 3:16, right? What is the beginning of John 3:16? For God in this manner, God in this manner loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And so the love of the Father is revealed in the sending of the Son of God, who is our Redeemer, our Savior, and our friend. And so the Catechism is going to actually focus on these three, as we have now an exposition of the Apostles' Creed, which we've recited. The next few Lord's Day we'll be looking as they expound on that. But here we say basically the outline is we're going to focus on God the Father in our creation, God the Son in our redemption, and God the Holy Spirit in our sanctification. So then the next question arises, well, why, if there's only one God, why do you mention three persons? And the answer is because that's who God is. That's how He's revealed Himself. I may not understand how three can be one, but that is irrelevant. What I understand, what I have to believe is what God has said about Himself. God has revealed Himself as one God. God has revealed of Himself as three persons. The Muslims are wrong. They emphasize that God is one, but they deny that God is three persons. God, as it says, God has so revealed Himself in His Word that these three distinct persons are the one true and eternal God. I like what one friend of mine said many years ago. In the Old Testament, as you look at the revelation of God in the Old Testament, is the Trinity there? And the answer is yes. Is it clear? Is it all over the place? And the answer is no. Okay. It's there in seed form or in shadows. But in the New Testament, it explodes on the pages of the New Testament. Why is that? Why is it that we have so much more clear understanding of the Trinity in the New Testament than in the Old? And the answer is because Jesus Christ, God became man and dwelt among us. And so when Jesus prays, He prays to the Father. Jesus being God speaks to God the Father. At Jesus' baptism, we see what? Do we see all three persons there? And the answer is yes. Jesus is there. He's baptized. The Father speaks from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And we see the Spirit of God descending upon Jesus like a dove. So there, very clearly, we see Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so the clarity of understanding the three persons is found in the New Testament, although it's not excluded from the Old. Peter says that we're more blessed than the Old Testament prophets. So we see more clearly than they did. They examined and searched within themselves and what they were saying to understand what we have and clear in the Word of God. Stop and think about that you're blessed. Do you appreciate it?